You are listening to Learn Thai Glugloy podcast, where learning Thai is as easy as peeling a banana. สวัสดีค่ะทุกคน. Here is Chris Mook, your Thai teacher from Banana Thai Thai Language School.You are with me again in my podcast series Learn Thai Glugloy or เรียนภาษาไทยง่ายๆ Learn Thai Easy Podcast วันนี้นะคะครูสมุกจะมาสอนประโยคและคำศัพท์สำหรับนักเรียนนะคะที่เรียนภาษาไทย I would like to teach you words and sentences for those students who are learning ThaiBecause in this topic, I'm going to give you 10 sentences that you can use when you are in a classroom or when you are learning on your own. So the inspiration of this podcast started 10 years ago, like when I think back to my exchange program in Germany. ประมาณ 10 ปีที่แล้วนะคะ ครูสมุกเป็นนักเรียนแลกเปลี่ยนที่ประเทศเยอรมัน I used to be an exchange student in Germany.และตอนนั้นนะคะครูสมุกก็พูดภาษาเยอรมันไม่ได้เลย In that time I couldn't say any German I couldn't say any words in German I don't know German at all แต่ว่าก็พยายามเรียนนะคะ but I try to learn German and just to think back I actually realized the three tips that I want to share with youIn case you're learning Thai or any languages, the first tip that I want to give you is when you learn a new word, ask them or ask your friends or your teacher to spell the word and pronounce it right for you. So I think it's very important to pick up words in the right way. Always, if you learn new words, for example, the word dimension in English,If I learned that word for the first time, I would ask my friend or my teacher to help me spell it. Like, how do you say? How do you spell dimension? Ask people to spell the word for you will really help you remember the word much more effectively. And at the same time, you can just learn the way to read and write it from the beginning. Now come to the second tip. I would ask my friends or my teacher to provide examples of how to use that word.For example, as I mentioned the word dimension, I would say like, oh, can you please give me an example with the word dimensions? This is a very, very excellent tip, I would say, for myself, because then I also learn how to use that word right in common sentences. I would ask for two or three examples until I truly understand where to place it and where to use and how to use it. Now the last tip, ค่ะI would ask my friend or my teacher to correct my pronunciation, my writing, or my sentences if I try to think about the sentences on my own. You will feel much more confident using it. At the same time, you know that this is exactly how you use it and you come up with your own example. So I hope these three tips will help you to learn Thai more effectively. Doesn't matter whether you learn it in a classroom, at the school, or learning it on your own.So, I mentioned about this, the tips, because in this podcast, I will teach you 10 sentences, words, and phrases that will help you ask your friend or your Thai teacher to spell, to read, to pronounce, to give example. If you have any question, you can ask or to explain more. By the way, I also attached a link.To my blog post in the description of this podcast. In case you want to see how to read, well, if you want to see the words that mentioned in this podcast written in Thai script and in the English translation, please check out the link in the description. I wrote a blog about it. So let's get started with the first sentence. One, if you want to ask, can you speak slowly?In Thai, you can say, ช่วยพูดช้าๆได้ไหมคะ? Well, I am a female speaker, so I use the particle ka at the end. If you are a male speaker, use the particle ครับ at the end.
ช่วยพูดช้าๆได้ไหมครับ?
So, ช่วยพูดช้าๆได้ไหม? means, can you speak slowly? ช่วย means to help. But in this case, if you put the word ช่วย at the beginning of the sentence, it could mean please. You use it to ask for a favor. The word พูด means to speak. ช้า high tone means slow or slowly. So ช่วยพูดช้า means speak slowly. But then if you put ได้ไหม at the end of the sentence, it means can you. So now put everything together.ช่วยพูดช้าๆได้ไหม Can you speak slowly? You can say like ขอโทษนะคะช่วยพูดช้าๆได้ไหมคะ Excuse me, can you speak slowly? And that is the first sentence. Next one, sentence number two. Can you say that again? When you don't really catch what they're saying because maybe it was not clear, you want to say come again in Thai. There are many ways to say that.Start from the first one. ช่วยพูดอีกครั้งได้ไหม See, the sentence structure is like the first sentence. ช่วย and then ได้ไหม at the end of the sentence is mean can you please, right? But in this sentence, I say ช่วยพูดอีกครั้งได้ไหม The word อีกครั้ง means one more time or another time.The word อีก means more. ครั้ง high tone means time. อีกครั้ง means more time or one more time. So in this case, if you say ช่วยพูดอีกครั้งได้ไหม Can you speak one more time? Another way ค่ะช่วยพูดอีกทีได้ไหม Well, อีก means more, right? Or again, the word ทีเท่าทหารสระอีที also mean time as well. It's a little bit less formal. It's more casual than the word ครั้งเนาะ So, ช่วยพูดอีกทีได้ไหม Can you speak one more again, one more time? Same, same, but less casual. And last one, ช่วยพูดใหม่ได้ไหม พูดใหม่ the word ใหม่ ใหม่ with low tone นะคะใหม่ actually means new, like เพื่อนใหม่ new friends. But the word ใหม่ can be used as an adverb to modify a verb as again as well. So if you say ช่วยพูดใหม่ได้ไหม it means can you please speak again. So three different ways to ask can you say it again. ช่วยพูดอีกครั้งได้ไหม ช่วยพูดอีกทีได้ไหม more casual andช่วยพูดใหม่ได้ไหม Number 3 Can you please explain this for me? ช่วยอธิบายให้ฉันฟังหน่อยช่วยอธิบายให้ฉันฟังหน่อย Again, see, I started with the word ช่วย because I asked for a favor. But in this time, I don't use it with the word ได้ไหมOf course I can, but I want to teach you another way. You can use the word ช่วย with the word หน่อย at the end of the sentence. The word หน่อย is a particle, doesn't have any meaning. But when you put the word หน่อย at the end of the sentence, it means you want to be polite, especially when you ask for a favor or ask for something. In this case, use with the word ช่วย. ช่วย something หน่อยAnd then the word อธิบายอธิบายอธิบาย means to explain. ช่วยอธิบาย means please explain. Or you can also say ช่วยอธิบายหน่อย A little bit more polite. The thing is, I add the word ให้ฉันฟัง The word ให้ฉันให้ means for. ฉัน means I or me. And ฟัง means to listen.So, well, in English, you can just say, can you please explain this for me or to me? But in Thai, we say, explain this for me to listen. Like, it's a part of, you know, speaking Thai naturally that you have to put the word ฟัง. อธิบายให้ฉันฟัง. Explain for me to listen. If you put everything all together, it will be, ช่วยอธิบายให้ฉันฟังหน่อยPlease explain this to me. If you are a male speaker, you can say, ช่วยอธิบายให้ผมฟังหน่อย. You replace the word ฉัน with the word ผม, which is a male personal pronoun as I. So this is the third sentence. Can you please explain this for me?
ช่วยอธิบายให้ฉันฟังหน่อย
Let's move on to sentence number 4. If you want to say I have a questions, in Thai you can say
ฉันมีคำถาม or ผมมีคำถาม
The word me is to have. The word คำถาม as question. If you break it down, you will have two words compound together. The word คำ means word and the word ถาม means to ask as a verb. So that's why คำถาม means question. The thing that you ask, right? So if you want to say I have a question, you say
ฉันมีคำถาม or ผมมีคำถามขอโทษนะคะฉันมีคำถามค่ะ
Excuse me, I have a question. Number 5. If you want to ask how do you say this word in Thai?
คำว่าภาษาไทยคืออะไรคะ
Well, you can put the word that you want to ask in the space. For example, if you want to know how do you say a lamp in Thai, then you say
คำว่า lamp ภาษาไทยคืออะไร
What is it in Thai? But if you say คำว่า lamp ภาษาไทยพูดว่าอะไร means how do you say lamp in Thai? คำว่า lamp ภาษาไทยคือโคมไฟ or คำว่า lampภาษาไทยพูดว่าโคมไฟ or เรียกว่าโคมไฟ So in this case ค่ะ The word ภาษาไทย means Thai language คืออะไร What is it? พูดว่าอะไร How do you say? In Thai we don't say how do you say but say what do you say? พูดว่าอะไร or เรียกว่าอะไร How do you call it? So if you want to know the word sea in ThaiThe ocean or the word sea in Thai, you can easily say คำว่า ocean ภาษาไทยคืออะไรคำว่า ocean ภาษาไทยพูดว่าอะไรคำว่า ocean ภาษาไทยเรียกว่าอะไร These trees work นะคะ so you just pick one any way that you are comfortable using it. Now let's move on to the sixth sentence. How do you read this word?How do you read this word? In Thai, you say, อ่านว่าอะไร? The word อ่าน means to read. อ่านว่าอะไร means read as what. Well, see, again, Thai people don't say how do you read, but what do you read this word as? Like, อ่านว่าอะไร?
คำนี้อ่านว่าอะไรคะ?
How do you read this word? คำนี้, this word, อ่านว่าอะไรคะ?
ต่อไปค่ะประโยคที่7
the seventh sentence how do you spell this word you can say
คำนี้สะกดยังไง
the word สะกด สะกด two syllable word สะกด means to spell สะกดยังไง in this one we use the word how สะกดยังไงคำนี้สะกดยังไงคะ how do you pronounceSorry, how do you spell this word? You can also say คำว่าสวัสดีสะกดยังไง The word สวัสดี How do you spell it?
ชื่อของคุณสะกดยังไงคะ
How do you spell your name? สะกด means to spell. Number 8. What does it mean in Thai?There are two ways to ask this question. First one, แปลว่าอะไร? แปลว่าอะไร? แปล means to translate as a verb. แปลว่าอะไร means what is it translated as or how do you translate it? Another one ค่ะ, another way.
มีความหมายว่าอะไร?
The word ความหมาย means meaning.มีความหมาย mean has a meaning มีความหมายว่าอะไร What is the meaning of this word? So you can either or use the word แปลว่าอะไร or มีความหมายว่าอะไร I think the first one is easier to use. Now let's move on to the ninth sentence. Can you please give me examples? This is a very, very important questions that I would highly recommend you to ask your Thai teacher or your friend. Always ask for example sentences or examples. So if you want to ask, can you please give me examples? In Thai, you would say, ช่วยยกตัวอย่างให้หน่อย. Again, it's come back again, the word ช่วย at the beginning and the word หน่อย at the end when you want to ask for a favor. ช่วยยกตัวอย่างให้หน่อย. The word ยกตัวอย่าง. ตัวอย่าง actually means example. ยกตัวอย่าง means give example. If you use the word ยกยอยักษ์กอไก่ high tone ยก it actually means to lift but somehow you use the word ยก with the word ตัวอย่าง as to give example ช่วยยกตัวอย่างให้ฉันหน่อยช่วยยกตัวอย่างให้ผมหน่อย or just skip the word ฉันออกผมช่วยยกตัวอย่างให้หน่อย can you please give me example and now come to the last sentence number 10 open the book page 10Well, if you are in a classroom or if you are taking my online Thai learning program, I also provide textbook for you. And you can use this textbook to learn with my video lessons. And in the video lessons, I would say open the book page 10. Well, if I want to say it in Thai, then I would say เปิดหนังสือหน้า10 เปิด to open หนังสือ bookหน้า falling tone means page 10 is 10 so เปิดหนังสือหน้า 10 open the book page 10 if you have a question like you didn't get if you want to say oh which page again you can say หน้าไหนครับ or หน้าไหนคะหน้าไหนหน้า means page right ไหน means which so หน้าไหน which page หน้าอะไร what page หน้าที่เท่าไหร่What is the number of the page? But I think the easiest one is หน้าไหน, as in which page. So that's it, นะคะ. Before we leave, I just want to repeat one more time, review the 10 sentences for you. First one, ช่วยพูดช้าๆได้ไหม? Can you speak slowly? ช่วยพูดอีกครั้งได้ไหม? Can you say it again?ช่วยอธิบายให้ฉันฟังหน่อย Can you please explain that for me to listen? ฉันมีคำถาม I have a question. คำว่าภาษาไทยคืออะไร The word What is it in Thai? ภาษาไทยพูดว่าอะไรHow do you say it in Thai? อ่านว่าอะไร? How do you read this word? สะกดยังไง? How do you spell? แปลว่าอะไร? What does it mean? ช่วยยกตัวอย่างให้หน่อย. Can you please give me examples? And last one.เปิดหนังสือหน้า 10 Open the book, page 10 I hope these 10 sentences will help you improve your Thai. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. In case you want to learn Thai with me, I have many online self-paced programs to help you learn Thai in a very easy and enjoyable way, with video lessons as well as downloadable textbook. Please take a look on my website,www.mananathaischool.com and I hope to see you in the next episode แล้วเจอกันนะคะบ๊ายบายค่ะ